From the shoreline to the spotlight, from the stories behind the stars, welcome to the Jim Crane Show! Where the boardwalk meets the rolling tide, a young dreamer found the stage inside. Steel pier lights and a summer sky, he learned how to laugh, how to leap, how to fly. By day on the beach, keeping watch on the blue. By night in a tux, making old songs new. From the lifeguard chair to the microphone, Jim brings every listener home. He's got a memory, a melody, a joke that lands time. A lifetime full of stories and a voice that still can shine. It's the Jim Crane Show, where the good times roll. Hear the stars, feel the heart, let the laughter take control. From Atlantic City lights to the airwaves coast to coast, come on in, the band is hot, and Jim it's the Jim Crane Show. He shared the bill with legends of the stage, turned 50 years into a golden page. Casinos, clubs, and ships at sea, every room became a family. Now the guests pull up a chair and stay with songs and stories from yesterday. Actors, singers, friends passing through, and Jim finds the magic hiding in the truth. With a wink, a song, a memory, he keeps the whole room bright. A little classic showbiz. It's the Jim Crane Show. Who's got the stories?
Jim Crane.
Who brings the music?
Jim Crane.
Who keeps Saturday swinging?
The Jim Crane Show.
Some voices fade when the curtain falls. Some keep echoing through it all. Through changing times and changing scenes, he keeps alive the songs and dreams. There's always room for one more friend, one more laugh before the ending. So turn it up and gather close. The show is starting. Here we go. It's the Jim Crane Show, where the good times roll. Celebrity conversations, classic music, heart and soul. Saturday at 2 Central, BBS station number one. Come for the stories, stay for Jim. The celebration's just begun. Whoa, let the whole world know. It's the Jim Crane Show. From the boardwalk to the broadcast, the legend carries on.
gets too hungry. Put in her attic. Loves that theater. Never comes late. She never bothered, yeah, with anyone she'd hate. Well, that's why the lady is a tramp. Won't go to crap games with Baron Zurer. Won't go to Harlem in her minute purr. Won't dig the dirt, no, 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 with the rest of those girls. That's why the lady is a tramp.
She likes
the free, fresh wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's oak. Don't like California. It's too cold and too damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. Without care, she's broke, but it's a don't like Philadelphia. It's too cold and too damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
The Jim Crane Show on a Saturday afternoon from Pleasantville Music Shop. Hi, everybody. That's Jim Crane with my big band, the Steel Pier Remembered Big Band, on our second national podcast here. We want to welcome you all to South Jersey. That's where we're from, at the Pleasantville Music Shop, right here on the Black Horse Pike in beautiful downtown Pleasantville, 15 East Black Horse Pike. Right here in downtown Pleasantville. We are a full line. Oh, thank you. We are a full line music shop and everything else. So let me hear that milk music there, Pilgrim, and we'll tell them about our sponsors. Well, Pilgrims, we're back here on a Saturday. I want to say hello to Elaine out there, Lorraine out there. She's listening to the big show today. She's a big fan of our old show. And we want to tell you about the Pleasantville Music Shop, the number one East Coast mom and pop music shop at the Jersey Shore. Give her a minute. Even better, Pilgrim. Anyway, let's not forget Pilgrim's Joe Italiano's Maplewood Inns in Hamilton and Mays Landing and Vineland, the finest Italian food you can eat in your life.
Ooh!
And don't forget the Dr. Jonathan Pitney House and the Colonial Inn, both of the most beautiful bed and breakfasts here in historic Smithville and historic Absecon. Don't stay in a hotel room. Stay at a B&B with the Fitzgerald family. It's a nice rhyme, huh, pilgrims?
Ah!
Oh, there's the ah. Okay, good. And let's not forget Copiers Plus, pilgrims over there in EHC. They do a great job. Matthew, Bobby Matthews, and his great family. Service is their specialty for printing and copiers and all the stuff, and they can even wrap your truck, pilgrims. All right. So make sure that you support all of your local businesses and everything in our South Jersey area. And it's so nice to be back with you here on the Jim Crane Show. Let's get back to that pilgrim Jim Crane. All right. So anyway, right now it is Central Time, 2:15. Can I hear the birdie? Is he there? Fun to see if the birdie was in there. Oh, that's enough. Okay. It's so nice to have my birdie back on the show. It's really a good thing. Today in Atlantic City area, it's hot again, and it's going to be hot all this week and everything. And we want to say congratulations to the Atlantic City Beach Patrol, because they won the South Jersey Lifeguard Championships last night. And I am a proud member. For 25 years, I was on the Atlantic City Beach Patrol down there in Atlantic City on Indiana Avenue and a lot of other places. Worked with a lot of great guys. And Monday night, this coming Monday night, August 17th, over at the Vagabond Restaurant in Ventnor on the Mile Stretch, we are having the ACBP Alumni Reunion. And all you guys out there that know the Shill, that's my nickname from the beach. And we're all going to be over there at Vagabonds at 6:00. Tickets are at the door, cash bar, and food and everything. If you're a liker of the old Beach Patrol guys and everything, we hope to see a lot of the old fellas out there. And we're going to have a great, great time. All right. So here we are, like I said, here at the mom and pop music shop, the Jersey Shore. We're having our summer sizzler contest going on, right? Summer sizzler sale going on here. And we're the only music shop that has real pianos. And we have Takamine guitars. We have used vintage stuff and everything. We're here Monday through Friday, every day, 10 to 6, and we also are here on Saturdays from 10 until 5. And all the material that you hear on this show, my CDs and, the Steel Pier Remembered Big Band, and the Steel Pier Remembered Big, talk about live radio, folks. The Steel Pier Remembered Big Band. We can get that right here at the store. So it's really kind of interesting. And we're going to be talking to Tony Catanoso in a little bit at the 2:30 hour here on the show. He's the owner and operator of the Steel Pier now. And, I'm going to be talking to him about what's going on over there. We got a big alumni reunion coming up this year at the Steel Pier and everything, and it's going to be really cool. So why are people – I'm going to mute my phone. Anyway. But anyhow, I got a couple quick jokes. Oh, no, I got some Crane's picks too. Let me get these in before the Godfather, because the Godfather is coming back tonight. Today, and we haven't heard from him in a while, and it's going to be really nice. So let me just mute this because it's driving me crazy. All right. So I'm putting it away. Go away. Bye. Okay. So let's see. Tonight, there is a free concert down at Gardner's Basin down in Atlantic City. That's actually where the old Steel Pier diving bell is and the aquarium's up there. They have, it's where, it's actually where the Flying Cloud used to be in Atlantic City. And there's an amphitheater up there, and there's a great group there tonight. The Budessa Brothers are there right now, this afternoon. And Gina Roche and Mary Lou, my sax player and everything. And it's going to be a really great night at Gardner's Basin with a free concert. And they have jazz and everything. There's free parking. It's up there at the end of New Hampshire Avenue in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Go check it out. I also wanted to say hi to my buddy Mike Alton, who is my partner from the Beach Patrol. And it's the first day he's listening to the show. So nice shout out to Mikey out there. I hope you got to hear that. And I did say that the South Jerseys were won by Atlantic City Beach Patrol. Also, I had lunch today from Carluccio's in Northfield. Best pizza in the area on Tilton Road. Go check them out. They are really cool. Also, tomorrow up at Wheaton Village. Now, Wheaton Village is where they used to make glass here in our area in Millville, New Jersey. It's 1112 Wheaton Avenue in Millville. The number is 856-825-1131. And they have a great event that's going on there tomorrow, and it's free. I think it's from 10 until 4. They have the Atlantic County Fire Museum's muster out there every year, and it's going to be 80 fire trucks there on display. And they do demonstrations and everything with the hoses and everything. It's a really nice event. They have food and everything out there, and you can't beat it because it's free. And I'm a big follower of old antique fire engines. I was very close to being a fireman at one time because my father was in the Atlantic City Fire Reserve. But anyhow, also, Lee Greenwood, the guy that did Proud to Be an American, he's going to be at the Ocean City Pops. That's the music pier in Ocean City, New Jersey, tomorrow night. And that's at 7:30 at Moreland Avenue and the Boardwalk in Ocean City, New Jersey. So we like to keep up on the free stuff and the good stuff that's going on here in the South Jersey area on the Jim Crane Show. All right. So I think we're going to go to the Godfather now. So if we could have his music, I'd like to bring the Godfather back to the Jim Crane Show. Best Italian food you ever gonna eat. Oh, the gnocchi, oh, the sauce, oh, the meatball. And it's so nice to be back with you here at the Pleasantville Music Shop. Get to talk to you all again and enjoy everything here in the South Jersey area. And make sure you get them to cater your dinners and take mom there and enjoy all this fabulous Italian food. Don't forget the Maplewood Italian Inns, Hamilton, Maze Landing, and Island. This is the Godfather. Bon appetit. God bless. All right, that worked. Anyway, it's nice to do that again. I really enjoy that. Right now, it's 20 minutes after the hour, and we are here on the Jim Crane Show on BBS Radio Studio 1.com. And we're going to have our guest coming up, Tony Catanoso. We're going to contact him right now, and we're going to have some talks with him. And anyway, so, like I said, it's a beautiful sunny day here in South Jersey. We got plenty of summer left and everything. And next Saturday here on the big show, we're going to be talking to Lori Jacobson. She is married to John Provost, the guy that was Timmy on Lassie. And she's a big Beatle fan. And we're going to talk about when the Beatles were here back in 1964. And I got to go. And that was kind of interesting. I was 10 years old working at Steel Pier. And Barney Marion, my boss, was the head electrician at the Atlantic City Convention Hall. And that's where the Beatles were going to be. So he asked me if I wanted to go. And I said, sure. I said, you know. So I get down there, and I think Jackie DeShannon opened the show, and they were nice and quiet for her, you know. And then as soon as High Lit from Philly Radio said, here's the Beatles, right? It hit, right? And they opened with Twist and Shout. And I left right after Twist and Shout because it was really loud. But anyway, so I'm going to be talking with her next week, and we're going to be talking about the Steel Pier Alumni Reunion. Make sure that you put that on your calendars, everybody out there. It's August 23rd up on the pier. If you worked at the Steel Pier or performed at the Steel Pier or were in Tony Grant's Stars of Tomorrow or were on Ed Hurst's Summertime at the Pier, or just liked coming to the pier. I mean, you know, I worked there for 10 years from 1963 until 1973. I did lie about my age, but I needed a job. But anyhow, and I did everything on the pier from barking the games, hey, step right up, and the whole nine yards. And I ran the diving bell. And I actually took care of the diving horses on the pier back in the day and everything. We're going to have this great event, and the Catanoso family is still taking great care of the pier, and they got excellent rides up there and everything, and they're going strong. 128th year this year. When the pier opened in 1898, the opening act was John Philip Sousa's band, and Wild Bill Hickok and Annie Oakley shooting targets off the back. Oh, I wish I could see that. All right, and we're going right now to the owner of the fabulous Steel Pier, my good friend and boss, Tony Catanoso, and I get his name right all the time. Hey, what do you say? Everything all right?
Everything's good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. Everybody's going to the Steel Pier, of course. How's it? Is it over there today? You're having a nice day today, beautiful, right?
Yeah, beautiful day. A lot of families here. They're really enjoying themselves.
And you got the new coaster going. You got that sky coaster. You got the helicopter. I mean, and who's playing at the Tiki Bar today?
You know what? Out front today, I can tell you.
Okay.
out front today is no clue.
Oh, yeah. No clue. Those guys are good. And this is right out on the boardwalk, ladies and gentlemen. They have food out there. You still have that fabulous seafood buffet, right?
Yeah, they've got the seafood buffet and the crab house there on the front. We've got 12 other food outlets up here with everything you can imagine for boardwalk food. Hamburgers, hot dogs, funnel cake, french fries, cheesesteaks, pizza. We've got it all.
And you got all the games. You have the games and everything, and it's all separate tickets. And you have tell them about the world's highest Ferris wheel on the East Coast.
So we're the third largest observation wheel in the United States. We're 227 feet with 40 climate controlled gondolas, so you can get in there and take a snack on with you, a nice drink.
Yeah, it's air conditioned.
What's that?
It's air conditioned.
It's air conditioned, and when it gets a little chilly in the fall, it's heated. We'll keep the wheel open till January 1st.
Nice.
It really is a beautiful, beautiful ride.
You've had people get married on the wheel and stuff and everything, right?
Got engaged on the wheel. We've had reveals on the wheel. They get married right on the wheel deck.
Wow. I mean, that's like so cool. You can do private parties at the pier and everything, right?
Oh, yeah, we've got two great tent event spaces. One handles about 250 people. One handles 150. And then we've got the wheel deck, which is a very, very large deck where people do their wedding ceremonies and have parties up there. We do bar mitzvahs, family reunions, corporate outings, weddings, engagement parties, a whole array of different things. And it really is, it's anything you want to do, you got between extreme rides and family rides, helicopter rides, a slingshot, bars, games, rides. There's so much to do up here in this facility.
Yeah. And I mean, and the facility that's at the end, that is so cool back there where the helicopter lands and everything, but that's a beautiful.
Yeah, Ocean Reef Bar. You can have a drink, sit out there 1,000 feet over the ocean and have an incredible view of the city skyline down the beach, and watch the helicopter come in and out, which is pretty exciting.
Which is pretty cool, yeah. And you got that new bar where we're going to be next Sunday on the 23rd over there. Now, is that called the Sandbar, or is that now the Tiki Bar?
No, that's the Sandbar. The Tiki Bar is on the boardwalk. The Sandbar is right there on the pier, right as you come through the archway. It's over to the right and overlooks the beach. And there's beach access there. There's stairs down to the beach.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's a nice little bar. We've got couches and chairs there, umbrellas. You can really, really enjoy yourself.
Yeah, we're getting everybody ready to go. All the Tony Granners and the Ed Hursters and everybody, we're all going to be there next week with Teddy Fusco and yours truly, and should be a lot of fun for the Steel Pier alumni reunion. I've told you 1,000 times, I've worked there from 63 to 73, and today is the day of Woodstock, right? And I was working at the pier on the diving bell on Friday, August 14th, 1969. And Bart Beck, my boss, he said to me, you're not thinking about going to Woodstock, are you? I said, no, I don't think so, boss. I mean, when you worked at the pier back then, you couldn't take a day off. Because if you took a day off towards the end of the year, I'll see you next summer. I did not get to go to Woodstock, but I was at the pier running the diving bell on August the 15th. And one of my other favorite stories about running the diving bell was when the moon shot, when we had the moon landing. And Tiny Tim was up in the music hall, and Duke Ellington was out on the end. And we had a TV in the break room right across from where the diving bell was in the hallway there. And excuse me. And we were letting everybody know, and I went over and told my boss, and that's when I was on the microphone out there, the diving bell is not the loading platform, the whole spiel. And he said, Jimmy, go tell everybody we're on the moon. And we were packed, because remember when it rained up there? What used to happen, it would be so packed. You couldn't even move through the hallway. And I told everybody and everybody cheered. I mean, that was really cool. I mean, the pier, I'm so glad you guys are keeping it going and everything. How's your mom doing?
Doing good. 95. And she's got 40 grandkids at this point, grandkids and great-grandkids.
Mackerel.
And she gets up here. She gets up here once a week. To enjoy the casinos and goes out on the pier and to see us. So, but she's doing strong. Thanks for asking. But yeah, we're in our 36th summer up here on Steel Pier.
Yep.
So we're the longest running operators of the pier since it's been built, since its inception in 1898. I did the math on who had it and when they had it and how long they had it.
Oh yeah.
And we've been running it the longest out of its 128-year history. It's really special to be the torchbearer of such a great iconic brand.
And you I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. The stories and the memories we hear from people that visit us are just amazing.
Oh, it's so cool, you know. And I remember meeting your dad back in the day and everything. And he was, and you guys were all down in Wildwood first, right?
Yeah, we're from North Wildwood. I had an insurance agency, and we used to write amusement insurance, mm-hmm. and that's how I hooked up with some of my clients and built some go-kart tracks. Now, so how we got started with go-karts down in North Wildwood. And then, we were able to make a contact with Trump in 92 talk him into letting us put something up there for a couple of years. And we just stayed, never looked back. And, he treated us right. He liked us, kept extending our lease. And eventually in 2011, he sold us the place. So he leased it to us for 20 years, but he was fair with us. And whenever I had an issue, he would call me, check in with us. He'd come and see me every summer, but he treated us fairly, and he was, he was a good landlord.
Yeah, so that's a good thing, and it's so cool. And you had you brought in a few of the stars. You actually let Jimmy Buffett land on the end when he did that thing on the beach, right?
Oh yeah, we've had Jimmy Buffett land and Diana Ross. Tony Bennett was out here one time. I came out in the morning. Was walking his dog back in the 90s. Wow. But there's been a lot of celebrities out here, and the Cake Boss did a feature out here on our grand opening in June 24th back in 2012.
Right.
He filmed an episode, and he built a replica of our carousel. It was a 2,000 pound cake, and it actually collapsed on the truck drive down. It was the only cake he ever had collapse, but it was one of their most watched episodes. So it was really pretty interesting. But the cake was amazing. So
I remember that. I was there.
It was pretty crazy.
Hey, but, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jim.
No, I was going to say, do you know that the, Sheila Dean from the Marine Mammal Stranding Center, she actually dove the horse once or twice back in the day. And that's where they got the idea from Ocean World when they bought that stuff from Aquarama back in the day. And that's where she met Bob Shelkoff because he was the manager. And that's when I met them and actually swam in that tank with the we had dolphins and everything there. But she says hello, and we're going to be raising some funds for her at the event that we're going to have on the 23rd. And we're also going to have the lady that wrote the book, The Last American Diving Horse. She rescued two of the horses. When they shut the pier down, they killed the one horse, Powderface, that actually had dove the horse from 1957 until the pier closed, and they put him down right away. But Gamal and Shiloh were both saved by that guy, Cleveland Amory, that had the Ranch of Hope. And the girl that wrote the book about it, she took Gamal up to New Hope. She is going to be at the event on the 23rd selling her book called The Last American Diving Horse. And we're going to be giving one away and everything that day. And I thought that was so cool that she's going to be there. And one of the diving horse girls, Terry McDevitt, is coming also. She's one of the last girls that dove the horse back in the day. And she's actually a school guard in Atlantic City now. That's so cool. Wow. I just think that's so cool.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people that work the rides and a lot of the divers are coming because they're on vacation now. And my old diver friends are all coming. I sent a note to Frankie Avalon. I don't know if he's going to make it, but we'll see. But, you know, the memories for everybody, and the best part about this whole thing is we want the like the Tony Granners to be there and the people that were on Ed Hurst. Or if you performed, you know, on the pier, or you just love going to the pier, we want you there.
Yeah, and, any affiliation.
Going to be there in the bar, and I already checked the long-range forecast from my weatherman, Jim Eberwine. It looks like we're going to have a nice day next Sunday, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And take your family up to the pier. Now, give the website and the phone number, so if somebody wants to book a party or something with Sharon or whatever, you know, so how do they find you?
I just go to the website. Everything's on there. So www.steelpier.com. That's all they need to do. And then, you know, the phone numbers and everything are on there. But if you go to steelpier.com.
You're open now till when do you get you, till Halloween, right? You stay open, right?
Yeah, we'll stay open after Labor Day. We'll go weekends right to the end of October. And then the we'll stay open weekends until and during the week a lot. Till January 1st.
And all the rides, and you know, you got all the rides running. What time do you guys open still? 12?
12 on Saturday and Sunday and holidays, and 2 during the week. 2 p.m. during the week.
And what time do you close?
I close at midnight during the week and a little later than that on weekends.
Beautiful. I love it. All right. Boss. So,
like Jim, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Good luck with everything.
I mean, I owe my career to that place. And, you know, Mr. Hammond used to always say to me, Jimmy, you're going to end up in show business. And here I am still doing it 51 years later. We love the Steel Pier, the show place in the nation, and we'll keep giving it plugs all the time, my boss. And I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
I'm going to come over.
You got it, Jimmy. See you tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you again. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Give him a big ooh and an ah there. That would be nice.
Ooh. Ah.
Easy.
Great.
All right. Anyway. So let's see. So we got Tony in today, and I didn't write the number down, Don. So, could you send it back to me again? I know it's 800, but I don't know the rest. But anyhow, and please support all of our. Wait, I got it now. 888. Let's see. I got. Wait now. Okay. 888-627-6008. That's the number to call if you want to say hello. Before we leave the airwaves here today on our new station, BBS, and this is a cool station. You got to go on the site and BBS.com and look at all the other stuff that we have. I mean, and we're national, and we want you to support our show. If you go on the site, you can just click on my thing and make sure you tell everybody. And then as soon as this show is done, then you'll be able to listen to it right on the site. And it is so great to be back on the radio and here at Pleasantville Music. And make sure you stop in and see us here at the music shop. We are now featuring vinyl, and you'll be able to listen to it right here at the store. And we have an excellent, and we got an excellent guitar tech whose name is Tom Hawk, that does all the work and everything. We have lessons here. We've been here since 1938, folks. So, my father-in-law got this business going, and Gaston Ragno, he's put a lot of music in people's hands, and me and my wife, Joanne, are so proud to be here at the store, you know, maintaining the music. You know, music is so important in your life. And another footnote about Woodstock today. I know a lot of these went to it and stuff. And I wanted to go, but I saw the movie, and the movie was really cool. But we had the Atlantic City, I think it was called the Jazz Festivals or something, but it was out at the Atlantic City Racetrack. And it almost had every group that was at Woodstock, too. And that was like the week before Woodstock. So anyway, if you're a Woodstock guy, I hope you had a good time. But anyhow, so we got a lot more coming up here. We're going on. It's about, let's see, it's 20 minutes before the hour. And we love having you here on the big show. I have a couple new jokes that I wanted to tell today. And, I, you know, I love, we used to have Crane's Comedy Corner. And we can't do that anymore. So, you know. But like I said, if you want to call in, 1-888-627-6008. We got a few minutes left. I told my six-year-old, this is a good one, that I have never seen Frozen. Could you summarize it for me? And the little girl looked at him and said, if I summarize it, it'll be melted. That's a one. Ah, it's so good having the drummer back. Two skeletons, I love this one, were having a heated argument. One said to the other, you know, you bring that pile of old bones over here and I'll knock your head off. And the second one ran away because he didn't have the guts to fight him. There's that one. I like that one. I don't need writers anymore. I got the internet. Walking home late last night. I love this. Walking home late last night, I passed a hot fudge sundae, a lemon cheesecake, and a slice of apple pie. I thought to myself, the streets are strangely deserted tonight. That's not bad either. I like that one, too. You'll use these, folks. I applied for a job down at the diner. I told them I could really bring a lot to the table. And they said, I hope you can just clear it. That's all you have to do anyway. All right. So nobody's calling in. So why don't we play that that other song so we get the whole thing in. This is that. Don't play it yet. But I'm just saying, we're going to get to the top of the hour here for next week. And we want to tell everybody that it's so cool that you're with us here on BBS at the Jim Crane Show. But this is from my big band album that I did with a lot of the guys from Steel Pier back in the day. And these are, we're going to do this show possibly next year for the Marine Mammal Stranding Center and everything. This is one of my favorite recordings. And I want to dedicate it to all my friends out there that are listening to us. And this is called My Favorite Things.
Rain drops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies, crisp apple strudels, doorbells with sleigh bells, schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wing. These are a few of my favorite things. When that dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling so bad, I simply remember my favorite thing, and then I don't feel
dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. Dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling so bad, I simply remember all my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. So bad, so bad, I feel so bad.
All right. Very cool. Anyway, so like I said, you can get that album right here at Pleasantville Music Shop. It only costs $10. It's on a CD format, and we have it right here available for you. Also, I want to let everybody know that Jim Crane and the Atlantic City All-Stars will be at the, this is actually our 13th year at the Smithville Italian Festival out in Smithville, New Jersey. That's coming up, like I said, on September the 19th, and it's from 10:30 until 4:30, and we do four separate shows with Tony DeLuca on the piano and the accordion, and he is a genuine Italian, and Andy Lalas, who is, we're not sure what he is, but he is the bass player, and he will be with us, and John Guida on sax. And he's going to be with us. And my drummer, who has been with me for 51 years, who is from South Philly, also a genuine Italian, Ray Nunzi. It's a beautiful thing out there that we have. They have bocce ball. And, man, you should see these old guys that play. I mean, it gets a little spirited out there. It's out on Route 9 there in Smithville, New Jersey. And it's one of the biggest attended festivals that they have. They have the Oktoberfest. You have the Smithville Inn out there. The Colonial Inn is actually out there, one of our sponsors for the B&B. And like I said, a B&B is like staying at home. It's like so nice. And Eddie Fitzgerald and his wife, Wendy, they do a great, great job. But that's coming up. And then we have a few other things happening here at the music shop. And if your kid, does the stuff in school, we're getting ready for back to school here at Pleasantville Music. And if you want to get in touch with us, you just go to Pleasantville Music Shop, PVLLmusic.com at G. I got to get this right. PleasantvilleMusic.com at Gmail. That's right. PVLLmusic.com. No, that's the email address. What are you doing, Jim? Anyway, the website is PleasantvilleMusic.com. But like I said, we're so glad to be here. And we're going to be having a lot of great guests. I just heard back from Kathy Garver. That's the lady that played Sissy on Family Affair. And it's the 60th anniversary of her show. So she's going to be with us in a couple of weeks. And Joyce Bullivant, who was on the Match Game and everything, and the Mary Tyler Moore Show, she's going to be with us, and a lot of other fun things. And we're getting all back into the groove here on the Jim Crane Show on a Saturday. But we're here in the afternoons at Pleasantville Music Shop, and so honored to be here with you all on the PBS Radio Network. But anyway... somebody's got to get that. That's the store phone. My wife will get it, but that's somebody calling in to complain, I guess. Who knows? But anyhow, Like I said, stay tuned and to BBS and whatever's coming up next and everything. And just such a great pleasure to be here on Saturday afternoons. Anyway, so we got our great bye-bye song coming up in 2 seconds or so. And I just want to say, in the words of the great Red Skelton, good night and God bless. And don't forget to go on bbsradio.com and subscribe and tell us you like our show. So nice to be with you here. Good night and God bless. Thanks, everybody.
Another story, another song, another hour has rolled along. But the laughter and the memories keep shining when the lights are gone. From the boardwalk to your radio, where old friends meet and new ones grow, Jim Crane will leave the light on till it's time for the next show. So long, but never goodbye. Keep a little music in your heart and a little laughter in your soul. We'll meet again where the good times start, on the Jim Crane Show.
Join Jim Crane Saturdays from 2 to 3 Central on BBS Radio TV Station 1.
Until the next